Dick Barton, Special Agent. By special arrangement with the BBC, we bring you Chapter 20 of our exciting new adventure serial, Dick Barton, Special Agent. Dick Barton and Jock Anderson have managed to get into the grounds of Kramer's house with a view to sabotaging the secret weapon so that Gardner and his men may attack. The weapon is mounted on the plane under guard, but Blom, the half-witted Negro servant of Kramer, is given the antidote to put safely in the plane. Barton knocks out Blom and sends Jock to destroy the antidote and to fire a Veery pistol, giving Gardner and his men the signal to attack. Barton goes in to hold Kramer and Thurgood, but as he stands in the doorway with a pistol, Blom comes behind him, having recovered from the blow he received. Blom pinions Barton's arms just as Jock outside fires the Veery pistol. In the distance, the roaring of motor engines can be heard, but Kramer tells Barton that the driveway has been mined in readiness for just such an occasion.
Wait patiently, Barton, and you'll hear all your friends belong to Kingdom Come. But don't worry, you won't be long in following them.
Blom!
Blom, hold him!
And now, Blom, who told you ever to hold a man like that from behind? Blom! Over my shoulder goes one Blom.
Goodbye!
Mind there, good! Don't let him get away, come out! How can I fire, Thurgood, when...
Quickly!
No! Damnation!
Fire it again, Kramer!
It's jammed!
Looks as though Barton's made it somehow.
The point is, will he have been able to sabotage the weapon without being sabotaged himself?
It remains to be seen.
How far is it?
Only a few minutes' run. We daren't have parked too near the house. Otherwise, we should have given the show away.
These few minutes may make all the difference to the lives of two men.
They've certainly got guts anyway, the pair of them.
Well, that's not much use if both of them are wiped out.
Bit morbid, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know. This game seems so impersonal somehow. Someone dies. What difference does it make to the general public?
In this particular case, if Barton's been successful, it will have made all the difference in the world to the general public.
And what difference does that make to Dick Barton with a bullet through his head?
Hey, how long have you been Barton's publicity agent?
Well, you know what I mean.
I thought at one time you told me you'd never make a good agent for our kind of work.
A girl can change her mind, can't she?
Sure. Now, it's the next road but one, on the right. Well, hello. There's Jock. Hold it, driver. Hold it a minute.
Oh, nice work, Colonel Gardner, sir.
Where's Dick?
Eh?
Dick Barton, where is he?
Back in the house with Kramer.
What, prisoner?
Not when I left, sir.
Where's the weapon?
Mounted on plane, under guard.
But damn it, man. They must be able to use it on us, then.
No fear. Barton slugged that nigger fella, pinched the antidote.
Splendid. Well, that means they can't operate the weapon.
Aye, I destroyed it a few seconds ago. Barton sent me out to do that and to fire the signal for you. He went back to hold Kramer and t'other fella.
Excellent, Jock.
Yes, we know it is, but let's get on. We're wasting time.
Right. Wave the cars behind you to follow me, Jock.
Aye, sir.
They've all had their instructions. Now for the fun and games.
There, that's the house.
That's right, miss. That's it.
Well, you know what to do, driver. Rush tactics. Sweep straight into the drive and rush the house, as arranged. Here we go.
Here's Captain Barton, sir.
What's he doing?
Oh, that's all right. He can join us. Let's get in. Swing right into the drive. Hey, Barton, what the hell? Barton, you idiot!
Dick!
The wheel! Swing the steering wheel, man! Here! Barton! You'll have us all smashed up.
Dick! No!
Phew. Sorry about that.
You fool, Barton. You might have killed a lot of us.
Stupid thing to do.
The drive is mined. Landmines. More stupid thing to do to let you go up it, eh?
Oh.
Heavens.
Keep down, sir. They'll be firing from the house at any second. Keep down, you chaps. Use the cars as covers.
Street siege all over again, eh?
No place for a woman. What do you want to bring her for?
Couldn't leave her behind.
Well, I hope now she's here, she'll do as she's told.
Is that Jean?
Who's giving the orders round here?
Well, carry on, Barton. It's your show.
All your men armed, sir?
Yes, mostly with pistols, though.
Not much use against rifles. Let him carry on firing for a bit. And keep down, Jean.
I've been in these shows before.
Well, act as though you have, then, and don't keep popping up like a jack-in-the-box. You got any rifles at all, sir?
Two in this car, one in the next, I think. I'll tell you what, Barton. I've got a Fiat.
What? One of those portable anti-tank car mortar things?
Yes, thought it might be useful. There's a couple of infantry corporals in the next car with it.
Just the thing to give that plane a bashing, sir.
Yes, the plane's in that shed over there, the big place.
I've got a loudspeaker apparatus fixed up in the third car. I'll crawl along to it and warn the people in the house. Tell them to surrender.
I don't think they will.
We'll give them a chance.
There'll be a crowd here soon as well, sir. Issue a warning to the public to keep away. Tell them it isn't an army manoeuvre, it's the real thing.
That's a good idea. I'll crawl along and tell them. We're fairly safe behind this low wall. Are all their men inside the house?
Yes. Kramer withdrew them to the house. Anyway, sir, if you'll warn them, you send the two Piat boys along to me here. They've got a fairly good line on the house from here anyway.
Now, the shed will be a bit difficult, sir. Trees are in the way.
Yes, we can try it, though. Still, perhaps if we drop one in through the window, that'll scare them into surrender. Now, if we could get over and...
Down, Dick! You're a fine one to talk about bobbing up and down.
She had you there, sir.
Yes, what are you, Jean? Oh, nice shooting, Sergeant. Hand me a rifle, Jock.
Here it is, sir.
Yes, take the other one yourself.
Aye.
I don't suppose Willie Kramer and old Thurgood will show their faces in the window, but you never know, they might.
It'll do my heart good, sir, to get yon squarehead in the sights of a rifle.
We don't stand any chance, Kramer. Let's get out.
We'll make a dash for the plane. Then turn the secret weapon on the lot of them.
It wouldn't take a second to render them all as blind as bats. Whilst we stay here, you never know. We may stop a stray bullet.
That swine, Barton.
This is not an army maneuver.
Listen, they're using a loudspeaker.
All members of the public get into safety at once. There are desperate criminals in the house, and they're firing live bullets. Thank you. Now then, Kramer and Thurgood, unless you and your men surrender at once, we shall use a small field mortar and blow you and the house to the devil. We shall give you 30 seconds. If at the end of that time you don't hang a white handkerchief out of the window signifying your surrender, the mortar will be used.
You hear, Kramer? Mortar bombs, you hear?
Yes. Listen, you men. The secret weapon is mounted in the plane. Mr. Thurgood and I will make a dash for it, while you hold out a white flag as though you are going to surrender. Gardner's men will then begin to advance towards the house. As they get near, I shall direct the weapon on them and blind them. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Come then, Thurgood. You understand, men. Hold out the white handkerchief while we get to the plane. They won't see us. Give us a little time to put on the antidote. We can do that while they advance.
You sure the weapon won't blind us?
Of course it won't, idiot. We shan't direct the ray at you, shall we?
Come along, Kramer.
Seconds nearly up.
Your Piat ready for firing, Barton?
You two lads ready?
We're okay, sir.
Aim for the wall just above the bay window for the first shot.
Okay.
Ready when you are, sir.
Give him another 10 seconds.
Right. What? Hello?
They've put out a white flag.
They've surrendered.
Don't like this, Jean.
They've decided discretion is the better part of valor.
It's not like Willie Kramer at all, you know. Not a bit.
We'll move forward when you're ready, Barton.
I don't like it, sir.
They're surrendering, that's all.
I wonder.
Well, the secret weapon doesn't work.
But Willie doesn't know that, sir.
Hmm. I'll give him a few more seconds.
Very nice. We did that very smoothly.
Good idea to bring the pilot too.
Just in case. One can never tell.
Gardner and Barton haven't started to advance upon the house yet.
Get in the plane, quick, and start operating the weapon.
Must put on the antidote first, all three of us. Won't take a second, though. Where is it?
I told Blum to put it in the plane by the weapon.
It isn't here.
Not here? But where? Here, let me look.
It isn't here, I tell you. I said all along you placed far too much trust in that halfwit. Far too much.
Just a minute. I see what happened. Barton, he knocked out Blom. He must have destroyed the antidote.
What? But in that case, we're finished.
Not at all. Jenks.
Yes?
Is the plane all ready to take off?
Only a case of opening the shed doors wide. Then we can run straight out onto the airfield runway. They can't see the doors from where they are. We can get right away now.
We shall have the secret weapon, Kramer. And I have the formula written down for Engel's antidote. We can go direct to Europe.
And work from there, yes. Pity about my men. But it is war, isn't it?
I would have liked to settle accounts with Barton and Gardner.
But why not? Are there rifles here, Jenks?
Two or three in the plane, they're loaded, sir.
We'll take one each. Then just as friend Jenks is about to start the engine, we'll fire on Barton and Gardner, eh?
They won't see it from the shed. And you can just get a nice line of fire from them broken boards there.
Splendid, Jenks. Be ready to start as soon as you hear us fire.
Right.
When we move forward, Corporal, don't you two come with us. Then, at the first sign of any treachery, fire the Piat. Got it?
Yes, sir.
You think we've given them long enough, Barton?
Looks like it. Let's go in anyway. Stay here, Jean, with these two corporals.
No fear, I won't.
I said stay here. I'm in charge.
Yes, all right.
Come on then, Barton.
I don't see that they can do very much now, and yet
I think they realize the game's up.
Don't walk on that drive, sir. And keep what cover you can, just in case.
Personally.
Down, everybody, down! Colonel Gardner, you all right?
Shoulder. Curs.
Okay, corporals, fire!
We'll show them now, we'll show them.
What happened, Dick? You hurt? Who shot?
I told you to stay where you were.
Oh, it's Colonel Gardner. I'll help him.
Kramer and Thurgood, they're getting away.
Not yet, they're not.
Stop them somehow, they've got the weapon.
Jock, where's the tool bag we brought?
By the bush.
Okay, wish me luck.
Dick, where are you going? Dick!
Run like the devil, sir. They'll be off in a minute.
What on earth is Barton going to do?
Is he mad? They're almost airborne.
Nay, miss, he's no mad. Watch. You all right, sir?
Sure, sure, Jock, sure. Missed me again.
Dick, did they get you?
Who, me? Oh, no fear. Hello, sir. How's the shoulder?
Painful, but not so painful as the thought that Kramer and Thurgood are away with a weapon.
They're not away yet. Watch. Let's see. 60 seconds is just about up now.
Look! Dick, look!
By God, look, Barton. It's out of control. It's spinning.
It's on fire. Nice work, Captain Barton. Nice work.
You mean you did it? How?
A little piece of frightfulness known as a sticky bomb with one or two refinements added.
Well, I'm...
Goodbye, Willie. Bye, Mr. Thurgood. I'm afraid this time you've had it.
There she goes!
And the secret weapon with her.
Yes, and a darn good job, too. Now, let's find Snowy and old Wrangle and then home to get some shut-eye and a bit of peace.
Home and shut-eye, yes. Bit of peace? Well, I wonder, Dick Barton. I wonder.
Anyway, book tomorrow night for a party, sir. At my flat.
I look like being in hospital with the shoulder, my boy. I don't know about a party. But don't be surprised if the party gets interrupted. I'm hors de combat at the moment, and there's a spot of trouble blowing up which might need someone like you to settle it.
What does Colonel Gardner mean? What is the trouble that's blowing up? Why not come to Dick Barton's party and find out?